This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
The Liberty Hour 2. There's some beeping going on, GCN. Have no idea what that is. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want to give you a little taste as to what's going on in your country today. This is my son just last weekend in Wisconsin, where they're doing the same thing across the country, where they're trying to normalize the crime of sodomy and making prey of children. I'm going to show you this outside in Wisconsin. Then I'm going to go into a classroom and I'm going to show you exactly what's going on. Okay? And it's so unthinkable. The word horrific is not a word I use, but it is so horrific what the government is trying to do in grooming your children. And they're trying to distract you from what it is that they're responsible for advocating. And it is the government that's doing this. And they need to be held accountable by the people in this country. You must enforce the laws against their crimes because they are going for your children, as I've always said. What I want to do is I want you to check this video out. This is in Wisconsin last week. And I want to show you the love and tolerance of an individual, okay, that's advocating the same crimes that the law condemns. You'll understand again why they're an abomination. And I want you to go ahead and watch the video and listen to the video so you can form your own opinion as to what we're dealing with. And these are the ones that call us haters, and these are the ones that call us bigots. Okay? Check this out, folks. A woman stops in the middle of the street, starts to tell all the Christians, F you, tells all the Christians you can suck her male appendage. Yep, I said that right. It's a woman saying, suck my male appendage. I'm sorry I have to tell you this, but this is what's happening, Americans. Okay? Then she begins to utter what the government is saying behind this useful idiot. You've got to go. You've got to go. You've got to go. You've got to go, she's saying. It's a woman of color. She's black. I'm a man of color. I'm white. And Acts 17:26. She's got green hair. And she's telling all the Christians to go F themselves. And again, to suck her male appendage. And of course, here comes the police. Instead of condemning her for stopping in the middle of the street and then to assail the Christians, what do? Get in the car and get out of here. Hey. Soft judges produce hardened criminals, don't they? We got Steve calling in from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Steve. You are a part of the protest today, too, as well. What are your thoughts? What did you observe today, my friend?
Well, one of the things that struck me the most, I had a long conversation with a media person, and he commented that he says, well, I don't disagree with Bradley. It's how he's doing it that I don't like. And my response was, well, I'm not going to get into how, but I'm going to ask you this. Who else is doing it? You know, if you don't like the way it's being done, well, then who is doing it the way you like? Because I said, you know, I used to complain to Jason Lewis about him taking the, but he was a radio talk show host in this town. And I said, he used to say, I won't boycott anybody. And I said, well, you know, if Jason would have agreed to boycott, you know, more than 20 years ago, would we be where we're at today? I said, nope. Declining to buy is one of the most powerful things you can do. I mean, Budweiser and Target's learning that the hard way. I mean, for the people that didn't join us there today, don't think you don't have the chance to do it, because I have somebody I know very well that she returned some merchandise she had bought and said to Target and said, I won't keep this merchandise from a company that grooms children. And she spoke very loud. So if for all the people that says we're doing it the wrong way, well, why aren't you doing it the right way then? Why aren't you doing it the way you think we should be doing it?
Exactly.
You know?
I guess I don't even understand that. What is the right way? There's 101 churches in this county. I listen to representatives saying, where's the church? I listen to law enforcement say, where's the church? What are we supposed to do? Are we supposed to, you know what they want us to do? They want us to fraternize with the enemy, because that's what they've been guilty of doing for far too long. And that's exactly what they're guilty of.
They're silencing you as much as they want to silence you as much as the people they claim as their enemies. And I said, well, you know, I said, here's the thing. Me and Bradley have been friends for a long, long time. And I'm not him and he's not me. And we both do things different. And I said, it's a good thing, because not everything should be done the same way. So I said, I'm not going to say his way is wrong. And I'm not going to say that the guy that says he doesn't like your way couldn't come out and do something a better way if he thinks he could. My point is why don't he? Because,
yeah.
I mean, you and me were at least there giving it a try. So if anybody says I should have done it better,
yeah,
okay, fine. Well, then show me how.
Exactly.
Show me how it should have been done.
Yeah, well, and that's, Steve, why we look to the Christ to learn how to do it. We look at what he's done, and we apply to who he is by the Holy Spirit, and we're led by the Holy Spirit, Romans 8:14. By the way, you're talking about a guy that took 1,000 pictures today for the paper. By the way, press works for us, good or bad. It doesn't matter. If you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. The only thing you need to do to trouble the present today is to stand for the truth. And no matter what I do, I'm condemned if I do, I'm condemned if I don't. It matters not. I know I'm in obedience to what I'm doing here, and I'm not going to roll over in the face of those that are ridiculing me when I'm defending our children from these people that stand down when they should stand up. And I'd also like to add, I also reached out to those local papers some time ago, and I told them, this is a couple months back, the crimes that are being committed by the sodomites, and I said it's all against the law. They said that they wouldn't put it in the paper because it doesn't apply to everybody. No, it applies to the act. It applies to the act. And I told him today, I said, so you're taking all these pictures. I said, you must be writing a book or making a movie, whatever the case is. But where were you guys a couple months ago? I said, how's that working out for you now? Now look what they're doing. Because you stood down when you should have stood up, you're advocating and you're giving strength to the tyrants that mean to make your children a prey. So, again, I don't care about the ridicule here. I care about the fact that we stood for protecting our children. We stood for the Lord first and foremost. We preached his law in condemning the crime, and we also preached the gospel to several people there when we got away from their little radical, useful idiots that were up in the front. We dealt with them as well. So I do want to ask you one thing, Steve, before, and you got about a minute on this segment here, is what was the senator's wife's response concerning what was going on there?
Well,
Let me do this, Steve. I got that break just came up on me. The clock okay. Must be up a bit. Hold on a second. I'm going to bring you right back up. Oh, sorry about that, Steve. Call back. 1-866-582-9933. Did you hear about the pastor that was mocking God and calling him her? The Lord struck the church and burnt the church down. I'm going to play that video for you in a moment. I'm also going to take you into a school board meeting in Brainerd, Minnesota in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Spring is is in the air, and with the seasons changing and the hope of new things to come, now is the perfect time to visit our store at sonsoflibertyradio.com. At our store, you will find a plethora of wonderful products that will help you seek and save that which is lost. There are books, DVDs, T-shirts, and more, all containing an eye-opening message of truth, along with some brand new items that are sure to open men and women's eyes and bring people to the knowledge of the truth. Plus, by visiting our store and giving to the Sons of Liberty, you are helping us continue to reach both young and old with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. So if you're looking for some products that will have an impact for eternity and help to support us in reaching the masses, visit our store now at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I just wanted to say I salute every person that took the time today and in their community standing up against the crimes that the government, along with the corporate America and their fascist state and their union, Isaiah 28 verse 18, are advocating for concerning our children. I also want to remind everybody that this isn't just about making children a prey. It's about also usurping parental authority. I'll show you that in just a moment. Let's get back to Steve here. He just called in, calling from Minnesota. Was a part of the protest this morning. And you were talking with the senator's wife, and it was interesting. The senator's wife came, but several of the people that I reached out to that complain about what's going on here, too, they seem to be a little bit too busy to actually stand up for their kids today. What did she have to say, Steve? I'm curious.
Well, I hate to speak for her, but my feeling was is she really is concerned about what's going on. She doesn't like what's going on. And I've known her husband for a long time. I even know him longer than her. And the guy means well, but on the other hand, because of politics, you know, after all these years, when you say to him, hey, you know, are you getting anywhere doing it the way you're doing? The answer seems to be no. And so it's like, well, then it comes back to, you know, it seems like they're afraid to come out and join us because they're afraid of giving up the political capital. But the thing is what good does it do you to have it? So in that article I wrote about can Republicans fight evil with evil, I said in there, what good does it do them to have the power if they aren't going to use the power for good? And if you aren't going to advance the cause and you aren't going to at least fight the battles hard, it really doesn't do you to show up on the battlefield to surrender.
Well, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. I was just going to say that, and this is where we come back to the fact that they're patty caking with our enemy, and the American people have been desensitized now, Steve, to believe that it's the job of those that are supposed to enforce the law concerning their promise and their oath, Deuteronomy 23:23, their job has now become just to let their constituents know what the left is doing, yet the left swore to uphold the same laws as the right did, so what's going on here? And again, it comes down to the fact that people are playing the divide and conquer game, and they're caught up into the middle of it. And I want to say this, too. If the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. And, Steve, when it comes to the time that you spent with the senator's wife, I appreciated the fact that she was there. And it was my understanding that she had said, I don't know if she said it to me or you said it to me or somebody said it to me, but she wanted her husband to now come and meet Bradley Dean and sit down with me. And I think it's important that these men do, because they don't understand. There's a generation gap. They don't understand what we're being subjected to, and yet they're responsible for it. And they don't do anything more than complain about what they tolerate. They really have been good for nothing. And just like Scripture tells us.
I think she was
Matthew 5:13.
I think she was kind of saying that she was going to tell him that you'd like to speak with him, because she said, you know, a lot of people that know us, you know, was saying it would be good for you guys to connect. And I don't disagree with that at all. I think what needs to be going on now is, you know, they gotta join us and say, wait a minute, you know, okay, if you don't like the way we're doing it, we gotta find a way to do it one way or the other. We gotta save the kids. And so if he doesn't like it that way, and if he says that, they're afraid of losing the political capital, it's like, well, I understand that. I remember showing up for the mass protest, and I'm sitting there in a leadership position in medicine, and I was like, I knew that if people saw me there, it could have really been, you know, people could have really started throwing a fit. And I was like, well, but somebody needs to show up and say something.
Yeah, that's
right. Just showing up there says a huge amount of stuff. And, you know, but at some point we got to show up and make sure that something gets done.
Exactly. Here, Steve, Beth, thank you for the call. I totally appreciate it. Hey, folks, I'm not going to sit back and take lessons from do-nothings. I'm going to emulate the Christ, exhibit what Christ did. And the house is burning down, and the only thing that they're doing is telling us that the house is burning down around our children, and they want to tell us the right way to do it, and yet they're the ones reporting the fact that the house is burning down. And just think about how many ministries in this country are being funded in the millions. And that's all they do, is tell you what the problem is. And they do absolutely nothing. And then when somebody stands up and does it, the first thing they do is they sit there and ridicule them. Folks, I'm not going to take counsel from my enemies. I'm going to stand up for them kids, and we need to fight for those kids. It's called the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12. It doesn't say anything about us fraternizing. It doesn't say anything about us compromising, folks, but that's what people have become accustomed to. Real leadership here. Let me take this. Perfect example. I'm going to play a video for you right after this hard break, but I'm going to give you this parable of Dick Winters. I'll do it right after the hard break, but let me give you a little piece that I watched yesterday with Dick Winters in the 101st Airborne, the 506th Division back in World War II. They were the ones that paratrooped in to where the enemies were. That's what we do as a ministry. It's a prophetic ministry, and make distinction between the apostle, the prophet, the teacher, the evangelist, and the pastor. Ephesians 4:11. We all do the same thing. We just have a different function. Okay? But it was interesting when Dick Winters was asked about retreating when they were dropped in to France. He said it never even came into our mind. Matter of fact, friends, just so you understand what leadership looks like, during the time of Bastogne, where we were getting our butts handed to us by the Germans, it was our band of brothers, the troopers from 100, the airborne, the paratroopers from 101st, that were going the other direction towards the enemy the standard of what a soldier was during that time. And I'm not disrespecting any of them. I love every one of them, in all truth. But the fact of the matter is, the paratroopers, when they seen people retreating, they gathered together and they went towards the enemy because they knew that they could beat the enemy. Here's how it works. If you want to beat the enemy, you better take his game and shove it right back down his unlawful throat, because you have the Lord on your side and you have the law on your side. People have had it. They're not going to sit back and watch the grown-ups watch their kids be made a prey, and the only thing they do is report the bad news and raise more money, and yet they're getting paid already. People are tired of that, and so am I. So anyways, I've given them too much time. I'm not going to give them any more time. I want to show you a video, and then after this break, by the way, I'm going to introduce you to a school board in Brainerd, Minnesota. And this is happening all over the country. I had a friend from Tennessee the other day said that they found hundreds of books riddled in their library promoting the very content that I'm going to share with you in a moment. But what I want to show you first is this said pastor. He's not a pastor. He's a hireling, John 10:12. And what he's doing here, friends, is mocking God. And I want you to see this and let this guy tee it up for himself. Check this out. This is incredible.
Disturbing things about God's word. Watch this.
Look at this pansy.
The question is, how do people decide what to believe in the Bible since there are so many contradictions? And the reality is that indeed there are lots and lots of
contradictions. There is no contradictions.
You know, why are there all those contradictions in the Bible? Well, because it was written down by people over a period of about 1,500 years. So given that, people are going to have...
Folks, why would a guy like this be tolerated from congregants?
I am one who was dictated by God.
After he spoke blasphemous words against God, lightning struck the church and it burned to the ground.
Investigators believe the fire started in a steeple after it was struck by lightning.
Now engulfed in ferocious
flames. See this, folks?
The iconic steeple.
Don't ever wonder if the Lord's going to leave himself without witness. Nope, his word will not return void. And I know that there's a lot of modern gospel individuals out there that don't know the word of God in context.
All I heard was
that would believe that the Lord is not this way.
Take a look at their
Facebook page. You do need to understand that he is this way.
The church name is right here. It says First Congregational Church in Spencer, UCC. And below it, it says love always wins.
So he's advocating what God condemns. He's promoting it from his pulpit. He has no business being there. He's ordained of man and his father the devil, John 8:44. He mocks God. He begins to call God a woman. And then he said there's a lot of contradictions in the Word of God. Isn't it interesting that he's the one walking in contradiction as to how God created him, and yet he's given counsel to the Lord? Friends, it's seriously a dangerous place to put yourself. We're talking about eternity, and these people want to go on with their high-handed sin. We'll be right back. I'm going to show you some video from a school board here in the state of Minnesota on the other side of this break.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden launched his re-election campaign with a major rally in Philadelphia today, hosted by union members.
Not a joke. I've been saying this for a long time, long before I ran for president. The middle class built this country, and you built the middle class.
He expressed pride in being the most pro-union president in American history and expressed his anticipation for running again. More than a dozen people were injured when a Baltimore City bus crashed into a building this morning. The bus hit two other vehicles before hitting that building. building in the Seton Hill neighborhood. The incident declared a mass casualty with 17 injuries, including two potentially life-threatening. The Labor Department is imposing a fine of nearly $300,000 on the maker of Hostess Twinkies after a worker lost a fingertip. Hostess Brands, the bakery company, was found to have safety and training failures that resulted in the injury at a Chicago facility. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Really quick, before I get over to this video, I do want you to all understand that I have references to the law here, that what's being advocated by the government and the schools. Now let's go into the schools here. Is 617.247. It's pornographic work involving minors. It's a felony. You can go to jail for a long time. Matter of fact, if I get a high school assembly and I advocated or began to communicate with the students, reading the books found in elementary, middle school, and high school libraries, I'd be arrested on the spot, and I'd be charged with a felony and be thrown in jail for some time, probably 3 to 5 years. And I'd be fined big time. Another one is pornographic material, 617.247, possession of pornographic work involving minors. And again, I wanted to give you the other one as well, 609.352. Go ahead and look in your state statute. You will find that it's illegal in every given state. Common sense comes into play here. We're looking for law enforcement to enforce the laws. And about what I'm about ready to show you, friends, it looks like that's what they're pushing it towards. We're highlighting today that we did a protest at Target. And with that said, we're letting the communities know that we're not putting up with it. No, we're not going to turn the other cheek. We only got two of them. Fact of the matter is, you do it a third time, you're all on your own, and that's exactly where things are at. But I wanted you to know this, too. Look at the timing of this before I play the video. Pamela Geller wrote for, she's a contributor over at sonsoflibertymedia.com. I believe she's beginning to open her eyes as to what's going on with the sodomite lobby as well, which is government-backed illegally. But they found out that Target was being threatened across the country. Targets all over the country. Pay attention to the timing. We've been talking about this protest for 2 weeks now, 2.5 weeks. And then all of a sudden, targets across the country started getting bomb threats. And the bomb threats were perpetrated by guess who? The LGBT lobby. And of course, they want you to believe that they're the victims when in fact they don't have the shield, they have the spear. They're the perpetrators of the crime. Ask the question why the laws are put in place before you pull them down. Ask the question why sodomy is called crimes against nature. You're beginning to understand why, because they want to zero in on your children. That's their logo, sex before eight, before it's too late. Recruit, 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 say they. Okay? The congressional record was put in, namely the Homosexual Manifesto in 1987 by Michael Swift of February 17th through the 21st, and we've known this for a long time. And now what they're doing, friends, is they're just mask off, zeroing in on your kids in hopes that you're just going to turn away and believe that they're actually victims and they can't help themselves. That was one of the things that I nailed today as well. But when they started to get these bomb threats all over the country, they found that it was the LGBT lobby. When the mainstream media got involved, guess what they did, friends? They started to accuse, just like they do with gun crimes, the law abiders. They begin to accuse the law abiding citizens for the crimes of the guilty. So, just so you're clear on who's responsible for these bomb threats to targets across the country, it was found to be at the feet of the LGBT. This is their history. They're at war with themselves. They're self-condemned. And it's the fruit of who they are. This is why, again, the Lord calls them an abomination. And after I play this next video, you're going to understand why the Lord calls them an abomination. This is a school board meeting in Minnesota. I'm warning you right now, this is what is in libraries in a middle school in Minnesota. This is just one of the books, and I can only take so much of it. It's so explicit. It's so detailed. They're painting pictures in the minds of the students as to how to commit the crime. Are you ready for this? Again, I gave you a warning. Here's your warning right now. It is very explicit, and I'm going to let the first one go, but I'm not going to let the second one go. The first one, as you will hear, are four boys raping one of the boys. Okay? Here we go.
Next, we have Gail Holmes, I believe.
Gail Holmes from Brainerd, Minnesota, standing up for our kids. Listen to this carefully. And pay attention on social media platform, friends, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. Notice the smug look on some of these board members as if to suggest that they are the judge, jury, and executioner rather than the representatives of the people. They must be held accountable. Watch this. Listen carefully. GCN, can you turn this up a bit, please?
My name is Gail Holmes, and I will read from two different books from the Forest View Middle School Library. The first book is called Kite Runner. It describes a young Afghanist boy being brutally raped by three others. Page 75. Hassan lay with his chest pinned to the ground. Kamal and Wally each gripped an arm, twisted and bent at the elbow so that Hassan's hands were pressed to his back. Asif was standing over them, the heel of his snow boots crushing the back of Hassan's neck. All I want you weaklings to do is hold them down. Can you manage that?
So they're highlighting three of the boys turning on one of the boys and raping him, and then getting the rapist is looking at the other two saying, can't you just hold him down for me? If you know anything about Franklin cover-up case, if you know anything about Boys Town back in the 90s, this is exactly what they do. They rape these little boys. Okay? If you have not taken the time to see Conspiracy of Silence, do yourself a favor, but I caution you, it is very disturbing. They are doing the unthinkable, and I'm highlighting right now from this woman in Brainerd, highlighting from one of the books found in the library concerning the crimes that they're responsible for and guilty of. There's no question about it. Listen to this.
Wally and Kamal nodded. They looked relieved. Asif knelt behind Hassan, put his hands on Hassan's hips, lifted his bare buttocks. He kept one hand on Hassan's back and unzipped
his specific
own belt buckle with his free
concerning
hand.
The crime?
He unzipped his jeans, dropped his underwear. He positioned himself behind
Hassan. These are in books.
Hassan didn't struggle, didn't even whimper. He moved his head slightly, and I caught a glimpse of his face, saw the resignation in it. It was a look I had seen before. It was the look of the lamb. I stopped watching, turning away from the alley. Something warm was running down my wrist. I blinked, saw I was still biting down on my fist, hard enough to draw blood from the knuckles. I realized something else. I was weeping. From just around the corner, I could hear Asaph's quick, rhythmic grunts.
Do you hear this, friends? I want you to hear this.
From the book. But girls,
this is what your government is backing. This is what the federal government is doing.
I go down on my knees like the guy.
Okay, then she goes on to another one, and then she goes to a female. And then they go into great specificity concerning oral sex to every detail. Even to the point where the girl's on her menstruating cycle, where they're talking about how they're going to have sex. Though she doesn't like it, she likes it a little bit. I didn't know that it was the government's job to demoralize your children. Some people will say, you know, that's the problem with public schools. Yes, that's true. But guess what? It all started with the church. The church is derelict of duty. That's why this is happening. The church is called to be the moral compass of society. We have grandma here taking the courage to read the material found in school books. If this isn't pornographic material, what is it, friends? If this isn't a felony, what is it, friends? You know, somebody asked me, Bradley, what about the Old Testament? It says nothing about raping children. It says nothing about raping children. Why? Remember in the Old Testament, the curses were amen. That means the people would not tolerate the least offense against God's commandments or statutes. The blessings were not, they were not amen. This is unthinkable. The Lord said in Exodus 22, He said, if you even lay for the fatherless, I'll kill you with the sword. He said in the New Testament, Luke 17, 2, He said, it's better for them to take a millstone and wrap it around their own necks and cast them into the sea rather than to offend one of these little ones. But they mean to offend the little ones. Americans, this isn't a game. This isn't a joke. These are crimes. In Minnesota, they just gutted a bill to basically decriminalize men that prey on boys. Just ask the governor that the people in the state of Minnesota did not reelect. And by the way, for those that are new to the show, Walls is from Nebraska. Keith Ellison's from, who's a traitor to himself. So is Walls. He's from Michigan. Why are they in office? 5.9 million people in the state. Why do you put up with this stuff? Everyone, and my friend's the one that gave me the video, every one of these people that are responsible for bringing these books in right now, they're setting up for law enforcement. Amen. And rightfully so. Every one of them need to be held accountable. I'm going to take Jeff from Tennessee on the other side of this break. Jeff is my friend that's listening. He must be. In Tennessee, who had told me the other day that there's hundreds of these books being found in public schools, just in their state, just in their school. We're going to come right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Dr. John Diamond. I'm the director of Peacemakers Outreach and the author of the book, An Appeal to Heaven. Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty radio show is a breath of fresh air in a nation where even the pastors are afraid to preach the truth.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Again, just want to give a major salute to Johnny, who drove all the way from Missouri. Our friend Bill, all the way from Michigan. We have him here right now with us in the studios. And folks, again, I just want to salute everybody that was a part of standing up for their children today and standing against tyranny. The way to add strength to tyranny is to sit down and shut up and do nothing. That's not what we should be doing right now. We got Jeff calling in from Tennessee. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Jeff, will you do me a favor and go ahead and convey to everybody the information that you found in your school libraries, please?
Back 2 years ago, the federal government passed a statute, not a law, statute that all school boards and school libraries had to post on their website what is in the library, every book, every title. And so we discovered, there was three of us, Harry Gross, John involved with it, you know Harry, the local radio station.
Yep.
General manager.
Yep.
And we sat down and just typed in, we went to the school board website, the local school board website, and found the search engine. Typed in the keywords, homosexuality, sodomy, lesbianism, transsexual, gender fluid, and we found innumerable books in elementary all the way through the high school.
Yeah.
And there was one mother. And the reason I have to say this, most school boards don't want fathers at their school board meeting.
That's right. That's right. That's, as a matter of fact, if you listen to a pedophile, he'll say that's what he looks for. He looks for the broken family, and he always wants to know where dad's at if he's a part of the family. That's exactly right. Yep.
And they always set their school board meetings 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, where daddy can't go to it because daddy's on the way home.
Yep. Yep.
Most moms are at home, so most moms have to take the stand and stand up. Grandmas and grandpas have to take the stand and stand up because they can run that schedule while daddy can't.
Yep.
But a mother stood up and read a book, an excerpt from a book that she had found in her daughter's school that was explicit, the rape of a 14-year-old girl. And it's the same as that book you read about the rape of the little boy.
Yep.
Except they used a little girl instead.
Yep.
And
the reason, Jeff, the reason this is happening is because even with it right in front of their faces, they still think that they couldn't be responsible for the crime. Then if that's not the case, why are they advocating the tearing down of the law that protects our children? Because it's exactly what they're doing. Jeff, I got 2 other callers. Please, I'm going to give you 1 more minute. Go ahead.
Yeah. The funny thing is, the one member of the school board that's known lesbian was a school teacher and a principal. When this woman started reading the book, she got objection to it and actually got up and walked out of the school board meeting. She wouldn't listen to it.
Yeah, of course she wouldn't. She's guilty of it. That's right.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yep. That's right.
Exactly.
Thank you. Thank you, Jeff.
Are
you?
Brother.
Amen.
And prayers are for you and your family, and it's great to hear your boys taking on the mantle, brother.
Amen. And the other thing, too, we're looking forward to coming down there. I know you guys are talking about having us in the up-and-coming days, weeks, and months. We got an invite from Arizona. Folks, now's the time to do the inviting. We got this Minnesota State Fair coming up as well. That's 12 days in a row, 12 hours a day. And we're looking to go back to Arizona as well. We're going to go ahead and take Scott from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Scott?
Hey, Bradley. It was good to see you today.
Amen. Thanks for coming out.
Yeah, you bet. I just wanted to say that it was a blessing to be with a group of like-minded believers standing up for our children.
Amen. Amen. Now, Scott, what was it, really quick, if you don't mind, I got about 5 minutes left on this segment. What did you observe today? What was the end aim? Did you see the majority standing for the law, or did you see the majority standing against the law? What was it that you observed today at this protest in Minnesota?
Well, the majority were the right.
Yep.
And the small minority, the only way I can sum them up is that, you know, the parrot, the useful idiot, the idiot that I had there, I mean, he knew about 6 words.
Yep, that's
that
right.
It shows you the depth of his argument.
Yep.
They have none.
Yep. Isn't it amazing that the parents, it's the majority, as Scott just said, it's the majority that agree with what we're doing out there. It's the small, small minority that the mainstream media gives voice to. And it's exactly what we've seen today. And yet they think somehow or another they have a right to break the law, Scott. So I'm going to go ahead and give you the last minute, my friend. And again, thank you for coming out. I totally appreciate you.
Yeah, you bet. You're welcome. All I can say is that when exposed, their true colors show. They talk about the love and the acceptance and everything, but if you don't agree with what they're doing, they are vipers.
That's exactly what they're.
The hate comes out. The language comes out. They know no other way to communicate. If you're against us, we hate you and we want you to die.
That's it. Literally. Amen. Thank you, sir. Thank you. I totally appreciate it. That's exactly right. That is exactly right. Just like that one lady when she got out of the car in Wisconsin. You got to go. You got to go. You got to go. We want to go ahead and continue our rebellion. We don't want anybody, no God, telling us what's right and what's wrong. And when you do bring forth the commandments of God, guess what happens? Romans 7, when the commandment comes, sin revives. You get to see who they really are. Because when you preach the law of God, folks, that's what comes out. It exposes the sin, for by the law is the knowledge of sin, Romans 3:20. We got Mike calling from Arizona. Mike, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey, I talked to you the other day about prosecutors. I'm a former police officer.
Hey, man.
I contacted Juan Siscomani, Arizona representative. And I'm going to quick read you what he responded about the Schiff vote. You there?
I'm here. It's all yours.
Okay. My concerns with the bill have been addressed, and we'll be voting yes this coming week to censure Adam Schiff. Schiff's behavior has been irresponsible, dangerous, and damaging to our country. It is critical that the legislation to hold him accountable be constitutionally sound in order to avoid any games some will eventually try to play. The revised legislation meets that test, and I'll be voting in favor of it, that the Ethics Committee can conduct a full investigation into Schiff's clear abuse of power. It's time for his annex to end. That's his message that he sent to me. I texted him. He called me back within a minute. And this whole thing was blown out of proportion by the news media misrepresenting what the vote was for.
Of course. Yeah. Yep.
So I want you to share that with your people, with with our people, because he's a good man, and he wants it done properly.
Amen. Well, you just did that, Mike, and I totally appreciate your service. I totally appreciate your call. And that was from Arizona. Again, thank you, Mike, former police officer of 30 years. Wanted to show you this really quick. If you have not seen why God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, if you look at the sins that were being committed, it was just second to none. Remember in Genesis 18, they couldn't Abraham couldn't find 50, he couldn't find 40, he couldn't find 30, he couldn't find 20, he couldn't find 10 men to stand up against what was going on there. So the Lord came in and said, I'm going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. For what? Their crimes against boys. Go to Genesis 19:15, Genesis 19:9. What is the whole Sodomite agenda predicated upon? Man, boy, love. What is their slogan during gay pride parades, friends? Sex before 8, before it's too late. Ask Nambla. Ask Carrie Hay. Look and observe the way that these people act at these gay pride parades. Why is it that the children always have to be involved? Why are these said drag queens? By the way, the head of one drag queen outlet in Pennsylvania had 25 counts of child pornography. Hey, let me just say it this way. Dads, where are you at? Hey, dads, wake up. Your children need you. Daddy, mommy, mommies are doing a lot of it already. We need the daddies to stand up and call for the execution of laws against these criminals for who they are and what they mean to.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.